97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Metcalf. Jesse, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, not a problem, man. Where am I catching you this morning?
I'm in Dallas, Texas, where we shoot Chase.
Oh, wonderful. Chase, of course, on NBC. Tell me about the show a little bit. It's one of those shows where it's kind of flying under the radar, but everyone who's watching it keeps coming back.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely it's growing, you know, and it's people are becoming more aware of it, and our ratings have been climbing. And basically, it follows a group of U.S. Marshals that form this violent offenders task force, and they chase down the most wanted fugitives in the country. And, you know, it's a great ensemble cast with me and Cole Hauser and Amaudi Alasco from Prison Break and, you know, a new woman, Kelly Giddish, who sort of plays the lead, plays Annie Frost. And, you know, it's a Bruckheimer production. It's a really, really cool show. It's, you know, action-packed, you know, really well-written. And, you know, people should check out the show if they haven't already.
Now, Jesse, when you do stuff like that, like with the action sequences and stuff like that, how much do you use a stunt double? How much do you do yourself? And what kind of goes into that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we do as much as we can on this show. You know, we all have incredible stunt doubles. You know, I have a guy named Freddie Poole who's, like, you know, a competitive mixed martial artist. And, you know, he looks so much like me. It's you know, basically seamless, you know, when you see it on the show. But, yeah, we do as much as we can. And, I mean, a ton goes into it. Also, our head stunt coordinator, his name's Eric Norris. It's actually Chuck Norris's son.
Oh, jeez. So, oh,
you know,
did you really?
You know, action dream team on the show.
Oh, my. Really? Chuck Norris's son is your stunt coordinator?
Yep.
Oh, jeez. Oh, oh, so you know, if Chuck Norris is God, you have Jesus, you know, choreographing your fight sequences.
Yeah, basically.
We're talking to Jesse Metcalf, Chase, Monday nights on NBC. Have you talked to Michael Douglas? I know you were in Beyond Reasonable Doubt with him. Have you talked to him? Have you seen, you know, how's he doing? Have you any contact at all?
No, I mean, I really haven't had any contact, you know, but I mean, I have followed him in the papers and stuff like that, you know, and, you know, my prayers are with him, you know. It seems like he's doing a little better, you know, recently, and I just wish him all the best, you know. I mean, working with him was an incredible experience, you know. I learned so much from him, and, you know, I just hope he can pull through this.
Jesse, do you feel you get a bad rap in the gossip sheets and like on the tabloids and all that stuff? Do you think that people have a misconception about you?
I mean, I think I probably have in the past. You know, I think maybe I've been a bit misunderstood. You know, I try not to focus on that stuff. I just focus on my work. You know, but yeah, sure. In the past, I would say so.
Well, I mean,
I may have fueled it a bit by my own behavior, so, you know, but I'm a lot older and a lot wiser now, so.
Well, I was just about to say, I mean, yeah, you skyrocketed. People, you know, you became a household name when Desperate Housewives, you know, really, you know, came out huge, and, you know, you were the, you know, the heart gardener and hooking up with Ava and the whole thing, and then John Tucker, and you know, you were like, what, 20, 21, 22, something like that, when those
like 24.
Yeah. So,
like,
I mean, 24. You know, you're early 20s, all of a sudden you're, you know, everyone knows your name, and, you know, it's honestly, it's common. I don't want to say it's common, but it's very easy just to be like, hey, you know what? You know, let's have some fun. Let's do this up. And it's tough to, you know, kind of find that balance where, you know, you can have your fun but not end up on the front page, you know?
Well, I mean, I wasn't doing anything that any other, you know, early to mid-20-year-old wasn't doing. And, you know, in Los Angeles at that time, you know, I think it's just, I don't know, I think when they find something to attach to you, you know, sort of, I guess you could say your Achilles heel or something.
Right.
They really exploit it, and they definitely go back to the well, even when those days are long since passed, you know.
Absolutely.
I.e., you just asked me about this here, you know.
Well, you're absolutely right.
You know, I think there's really nothing you can do. You have to let your work speak for yourself, you know, and you have to, only time will tell if you're an actor that's here to stay and you're going to have longevity in your career, or you're an actor that's just going to come and go, be a flash in the pan, and be defined by, you know, what the tabloids are going to write about you.
Absolutely. Jesse Metcalf, the show is Chase, Monday nights on NBC. What else do you have coming up? Do you have other stuff in pre-production and stuff like that?
No, I'm really just focused on this. I mean, you know, when you're a principal on a network television show, I mean, it's 14 hours a day, you know, 5 days a week, sometimes a Saturday for reshoots. So it pretty much takes up all your time.
Are you guys in the middle of still shooting this season at this point still?
We are. We're a little over halfway through the season. You know, I actually got to head to work in about an hour here. So, you know, I'm just, you know, on the show to push Chase, you know, and hope people will tune in tonight.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a really great episode.
So, Jesse, what do you do in your time? I realize you're working your tail off for Chase and you know, you want to make sure this does well. What do you do when you have some downtime? I mean, do you like Facebook? Do you Twitter? Do you, you know, what do you do to occupy yourself, like, in between takes?
I don't do any of that stuff. I've never Twittered in my life. And I actually canceled my Facebook a while back. But, you know, I mean, I really love to work out. You know, that's one of my main hobbies. I mean, I love to train. I play guitar, you know, I write a bit of music and, you know, hang out with my girlfriend, hang out with my friends, you know. I mean, I've been living a pretty mellow life these days. So,
very cool.
You know, other than work, I just try to hang out with friends and relax.
I'll tell you what, that's great. That's great. Because I'm happy that you're not on the front of the tabloids and, you know, on the top of everyone's mind as far as like going down that bad road, because there was a hint where you would have at one point, but you definitely steered it clear and you're working again, doing the whole thing, you know, the principal on Chase. So I'm excited for you. I'm glad everything's, you know, where it is right
Thank
now.
Jesse, you, I appreciate it.
Not a problem, dude. It's Jesse Metcalf, Chase Monday nights on NBC. Before you get going, it's called the Quick Six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you. Okay.
All right, cool.
All right, Jesse Metcalf, three shows that are on your DVR.
Ooh. Boardwalk Empire, my number one favorite show. Sons of Anarchy and Breaking Bad.
Favorite toy as a child?
Nintendo.
What was your go-to game?
Tecmo Bowl.
Nice. last song you downloaded to your iPod?
New King of Leon on that one.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Oh, it's a tough one. The Godfather.
That's actually wrong. It's actually John Tucker Must Die. What's favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Wow. Where do I begin? Legs.
And finally, Jesse Metcalf, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
Probably my motorcycle.
Nice.
I'm a Harley rocker.
Sweet.
Like riding that thing around a lot.
It's Jesse Metcalf, Chase, Monday nights on NBC. Dude, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate it.
Ain't no thing. It's Jesse Metcalf, everybody. We'll break. Be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.